This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. We've got a bunch of people on hold. Let's get to some of these phone calls. I'm not going to say I prefer any over any others, but family drama from Anonymous always strikes me as something that's going to be fun. Anonymous with family member issues. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Can't complain, honestly. I mean, to be honest, but
yes.
Basically, so what happened yesterday was Amazon had made a snafu, if I could say that, in my order, and they had sent me some extra CDs that I didn't, like, I had ordered, but for some reason they're bad about giving you like an extra copy for free, which is cool. But
you talking about like a compact disc?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
going like old school, kind of?
Like, how do you play it?
Hey.
Do you have a CD player?
Yes, I got a whole stereo and everything.
That's cool.
Nice.
Are you calling for the best?
Yeah, I prefer disc. I mean, shoot, I've even got cassette tapes. So
he's calling for the past. He just said, shoot, doesn't realize that could trigger people.
He loves the discs.
He's calling from the year 1992.
With what's that? Disc changer.
Hey, tell Bill Clinton to watch out for that Monica Lewinsky chick.
She's going to turn out hot.
Tell her not to ever wear the blue dress. Wear white dresses only.
Tell him she's going to knock that weight off, too. He might want to go back a second.
Now, and tell him not to kill all those people, he and Hillary.
Oh, God.
All right, so what's the family drama, though, man? What happened yesterday?
So, basically, I had messaged my cousin, and I was like, hey, man, I was going to tell him that I had gotten some extra CDs, because it was like a Slayer CD, Pantera box set, and nice. The Odd Man out of the group. It was a Shenandoah greatest hit.
Hey, man.
That must have been an EP.
About 10 songs, no joke. But,
yeah.
So I was going, like, I knew he liked like that kind of stuff, and I was like, well, it's like, I'm going to message you and see, like, you know, hey, I've got extra copies. You want these? Whatever. Well, before I could get to that, he jumps down my throat with, you call me, I think it's something like inbred hillbilly on Facebook because I voted for Trump. And just like he went off, and I was like, dude, I was like, it was a joke. Like, I post like a lot of like political memes.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people with like that South Park sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing is sacred.
Right, like the thing we were kind of alluding to earlier about how you want to call somebody something, but it's not necessarily reflective of what people think that word might mean.
Right, I wasn't even calling him that. I posted a meme and he saw it and got mad. Well, he just kind of went on this whole spiel about how da-da-da, and I was like, dude, I was like, we can disagree on politics, but, I mean, that don't mean we can't get along with music and stuff.
Right.
Like, I've been really close to this guy, too. I didn't know there was an issue between us.
Right.
I'd even told him before, I was like, we disagree on politics sometimes, but I was like, but I respect you as a person. I think you're a good dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you as my family member. And he just, like, he just went nuts, and I used a bunch of words I'm not going to repeat here because I get knocked off, but basically just went off. And
but he, just to figure this out, though, so we don't, you know, we don't want to put labels on there, but you're on this side of perhaps the left and he's the right?
I'm like a moderate libertarian.
But what side is he representing?
He's borderline, like, anarchist, if we're being honest.
So which side?
I would say to the right.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense, because I don't know why you'd like Trump if you act like an anarchist.
Yeah, you wouldn't want any government.
Still. Yeah,
nobody wants to disagree anymore about anything. It's just like it's always the thing that ends whatever's going on. Friendships.
Oh, no, you mean agree to disagree. People disagree like it's on trend now. I mean, that's...
But like, they can't move past it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's... If it's something that you're very... what's the word I'm looking for? Passionate about.
Yep.
And it's going to cause an issue. Like... If you're, if you know, the whole house divided thing, if she went to Clemson and I went to South Carolina, but like down deep, like, is it going to cause a problem down the road? Probably not, you know? But
no.
If they're real, like, well, I donate to IPTE. Well, I used to have a cocky box or whatever it was called. What's it called?
That's
what it.
Called?
That everybody called a cocky box.
That's the suite at the games.
I thought it was something with the caboose.
Oh, the cock caboose.
Cock caboose. You know, some like there's going to be an art, but it's not going to be like the be all end all. But somebody who's an agnostic being with a Christian, that would probably be difficult.
Now, I will tell you, I will avoid people I know I'm going to have an argument with over whatever, just because we'll disagree.
Yeah.
Like, I just won't start a conversation.
Like, you have the friend, and tell me if I'm overstepping. Did you not say, Fat Boy, you had a friend that you had to mute or whatever because he kept posting on how much he loved his wife?
Yeah, it was, I mean, but it was, like, overkill to the point of,
right.
Like, you couldn't talk to him about it. It was,
yeah.
I'm like, and that's, there are other examples, too, but that was, I couldn't really explain, like, how that was just, it was overtly, like pandering.
Yeah. So.
He's a simp, too. You big simp?
That's your word now. You love it. So what? How did this end? Did he say, I don't consider you family anymore? I'm blocking you from calling me, or what?
Goodness.
He pretty much, not in exactly those words, but basically he was like, I told him, I was like, that's your loss if you don't want to, like, you know, be around me anymore. And I said, you know, I've taken up with you to, like, family members, because he's had, like, some issues, and we'll just, that's all I'll say, some issues in the past, and I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, and he brought up when I said I've taken up for you with family members and stuff, he's like, I don't care how many family members you've taken up me for, I've heard what you said about one particular family member. And the thing was, I was like, I used to be a bad, like, really bad drunk. And I was under the influence, like, really bad when I did that. And I kind of thought he would kind of be sympathetic to that, having had some issues in that realm, kind of.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, okay. I was going to write him back and be like, look, I still don't hold any ill will towards you. But right as I went to type back, it said not available on Messenger. So I knew then. I was like, okay.
It all got blocked. But, you know, he was probably, like, you know, grasping for straws and just looking for cheap shots to throw at you at the end there.
Oh, yeah.
All this over Shenandoah CD, by the way. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Like, did he not? So he didn't want the CD because of your political. That's wild,
that's
man.
Silly.
That's kind of wild. But then again, remember, we did a. We won't say too much here because I don't want to. It's Friday. I don't want meetings. But we did a charitable event one time for a local charity that when they found out that it was coming from us, would not accept. And this was money.
Sizable amount of money.
They did not want it because they thought that our type of humor was not on brand with their charity. And I was like, all right, well, look those people in the face today when y'all run out of food.
They turn out
or
a lot.
Or when you run out of blankets or whatever, and tell them why they don't have it now, because our money, our listeners' money is not for you. It sucks. Anyway.
I do. Yeah, I think I know the organization you're talking about.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, a lot of times we as people are going through hot times, baby, and we don't know how to like articulate that, and we will use politics or the weather or financial situations as the reason for the reason why we lash out against others. You know, it's like traffic. You sit there and you will go nuts on somebody in traffic, but just think like it's just because the day. It's the way the day went, and this is just the last straw kind of thing. So,
have you thought about driving to see him? And
also, family's overrated. Let's remember that, guys.
It really is.
No.
Like, see him in person?
I thought about it, but let's just put it this way. I don't think he'd like to get a visit from the ATF, so I kind of want to stay away. Yeah, we're talking like extreme. So I'm like, no, I think I'm just going to stay over here. And
it's probably
because, like, if I saw him like in public or something, right. Yeah, I'd probably try to talk to him. And then if he didn't want to, then I would just walk away and be done with it.
This might be a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you, because he's entrenched.
Not referring to your family member, and I'm just something I've thought about several times, and I feel right now is a good time to ask it. Do you look at people, not everyone right now, do you look at someone who described as an anarchist and think they're just like suicidal? Like, honest to God, like it's a don't give a crap kind of thing.
I feel like it's a misused term, like it's really broad and
anarchist.
I think that there is possible that could be there's some mental stuff in there.
Yeah, and it like combines online with groups of, and I think that's another mismanaged kind of thing. I don't know. Who knows how to fix it? Anonymous, I mean, you tell your who's it, a brother, an uncle,
cousin. I mean, it happened for a reason. This
bonus
seems
dad,
like,
so. Someone just
bonus
let it,
cousin, bonus bro.
Screw it, let it, you know, let it go. That's on them, man.
Yeah.
If I'd had two dozen roses, you know.
Yeah, he might have changed his mind.
Back to Shenandoah. Hey,
y'all have a good one. R.I.P. Gene Hackman.
The dog too.
Whoa. Sucks, man. Terrible. All right, my friend. Have a good day.
Don't forget the dogs.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is that our girl?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
You ready?
I like people of their word. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, we were just playing a little corn there, remembering the old days when, you know, life didn't have as many situations going on. You could just go have a good time.
No bills.
Didn't have to worry about, you know, getting canceled or
chasing the stuff around.
Doxed or, you know, all that stuff.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure you heard this maybe if you caught the entire show yesterday. I know that you had called and then I know you emailed and we said, you know, we've got the All Advice show coming up. So we kind of teased the fact that you cannot control your dreams. Everyone, I see no one on the text or online saying, oh, I can. I mean, there's those people that are saying that they can remote view. I think y'all are on drugs that say that. I don't think you can sit there and say, yeah, I want to end up on Mars right now. And then you end up there. I don't believe in that. So what's up, Mackenzie? Lay this out for everybody. This is something else.
Yeah. So
just tell us about you. Tell us about this dream and all that stuff.
Okay. So I'm from New Jersey, but
we'll keep you on. We'll still talk to you.
How you doing?
Well, I'm actually here in South Carolina, upstate. You know, working for 6 months now. And I go home in June, so I'm only here for a little bit for work. But
you in the automobile industry?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, I mean, if somebody's working in the upstate for 6 months and they're going back to the home, and I know where BMW's headquarters are, but I ain't gonna say nothing though.
Oh, okay.
We all fam.
Yeah, we wow, all fam. Okay. We all fam.
We all fam in the club.
Yeah, that's cool though. Okay. So all right, so what's the old advice that you need? I know it has to do with the dream. That's all that I do know.
Yeah, so I've been obsessed with your show since, you know, being down here. So I really hope you can help me out.
Awesome.
I just love you guys. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And yeah, really hope you can help me out. And
that's,
you know,
what we're here for. And like we say... Am I talking too much? I'm just saying it's a judgment-free zone, just like the gym. It is. We might judge a little bit, you know, Paige, but generally speaking, we will not. So tell us about the dream, and let's see what everybody says, what they would do, because I don't know.
Okay. So last summer, I had a dream, a very, very lucid dream. It was sexual, very erotic. Like, way too real.
Oh. Fat boy, if you would.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, good. Same wavelengths, Paige. Yeah. You just witnessed that happen. You see the lightning go back and forth between our heads. Give us 1 second, Mackenzie.
Okay.
You're talking about your sexy dream.
Let me try this one right here.
See if we can get this ready. All right. There's the sexy music. All right. Go on, Mackenzie.
Okay. This isn't good, though.
It's not good. What do you mean? You don't like this song? What's the problem?
Awesome. This is her sexy song.
Okay. Well, the problem was it was about my uncle.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hold on, man.
Hang on a second.
For real, I made a mess.
Wow.
Mackenzie.
Like, for real, I am sorry. Did I get on your purse page?
A little really, bit. Like, think you're going to owe me another Louis Vuitton.
No, she got a cooch.
God bless.
She got a cooch bag, not cooch.
Hold up.
That's a jockey lot bag.
I just shot.
Gucci, not Gucci.
I just shot ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
I am fit to be tied right now, baby. I was not expecting that.
Oh, you objectified her.
I am sorry. Well, wow. You're on. Oh, boy.
That is a little unorthodox, you could say.
You're what now?
My dad's brother. Yeah. I had this full blown, crazy, very inappropriate, dirty dream where I seduced him at their cabin in the Catskills.
God. That Catskill? Oh, yeah, Jersey. Okay.
Kenzie.
Now, are we talking about like accidentally, like you kissed a cousin at a party awkward, or was it like that whole Southern Gothic novel awkward?
Like, I might need to go to therapy awkward.
Oops, I fell on your penis.
What?
Oh, that'd be an accident.
Wow.
There's so much going on right now.
Okay.
But like, here's the thing. I've never thought of him like this before, ever. Yeah. Like, he's 53 or 54, married, totally normal guy, and I've had this dream now multiple times.
God, I'm so spent right now. I was not, you know what, well, what I thought was worse, I think. I think what I thought was worse. I will never reveal that to anyone. All right, so.
Oh, tell me during the break, please.
You'll think less of me. Even more, I'll be at a negative then.
Impossible.
All right, how, like, do you watch, like, Step Uncle porn on the hub or something?
No. No, I don't even know where this came from, but it gets worse.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Go tag his aunt in, or your aunt.
I saw him at Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas over the holidays, and I was absolutely disgusted. Like, I felt physically sick when he hugged me. I shuddered like he was some kind of creep, even though he did nothing wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay. Man, that's bad. I'm still cleaning up ginger ale.
Yeah.
So you had these dreams.
You'll never
I'm
see
trying
him.
To wrap my mind around this. You had these dreams about someone that you never thought of in that way, and they freaked you out. And now when you see him, you're reacting like, even though you seduced him in the dreams, you're acting like he did something, right. Even though he's innocent.
Yeah, exactly. And now I have to see him again in 2 weeks for my aunt, you know, his wife's 50th birthday party. Oh, nice. And I don't know how to cope. Like, I can't tell anyone, obviously. So what do I do?
Dreams are weird.
Yeah.
It's like your brain is like this drunk director pulling random people out of your memories and casting them like in the stupidest movies ever. And I've sex dreamed about people that I never thought of that way. But when I saw them, I had like the butterflies in my stomach, not the opposite of what you're saying.
So are you saying I'm not secretly attracted to my uncle?
I think your subconscious is just a freak. Like, I think it doesn't mean you like actually want him. It probably means like your brain's trolling you. Like, the problem is you've now attached shame to it and your body's reacting like it's actually guilty of something.
Or maybe it's a metaphor for you wanting a man kind of like that. Like, he is of his character, but it's not a sexual dream. I don't know.
Do you, like, find his, see, you're cringing, though. My therapist says this, and I don't know, well, you made a reference to therapy, and I don't know if you're serious or not, but you got to rewire the association. Like, how I'm doing with the sadness about, like, missing my dad. Right now, when you see your uncle, what is his name, by the way?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that probably makes sense. So when you see Uncle Jeremy and you're flashing back to the dream, that's Fat Boy's real name. So instead, you need to replace the thought. Like, next time you see him, immediately picture him doing something like real unsexy. Like, he's cleaning a toilet or getting, like, some kid threw a frisbee and hit him in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that
actually might help.
You got to rewire the connection.
Or you can, you know, just like go all in and imagine him with hemorrhoids, you know. There's no way he's going to. Like,
oh, my gosh. No. Ew.
Hey, you needed a cure. We gave you that. But, like, you can't control your dreams. Your dreams don't define you. Just treat it like it's a bad acid trip and just try to get on with it. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. I could see
that. No, that actually makes me feel a little better. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. And if you dream about me next, you better buy me a drink first. Is that a deal?
Okay, deal.
All right. Very good. All right.
God, I mean, okay.
I don't think I've ever dreamt about my relatives.
I don't want to throw anything out there. Somehow the uncle finds out and he's like, hey, now, I didn't know there was a little something here.
Well, man. I would avoid the eye contact with the uncle when you go back to Jersey. And when you go back for good or whatever, like, go up and tell everybody up there to listen to us, too.
Okay, I will. Okay. I will. But, I can't call back and talk about this.
BMW for life. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thanks.
Have a good morning.
Don't look at his bulge.
Oh, Lord.
I think that was some of our best solid advice right there.
That was the weirdest call
we've
ever gotten.
Don't look at him. Don't avoid him. I mean...
That is not... I'm going to write down what
I thought. You can't avoid him. I think there's probably something else that... Just forget the dream ever happened.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And that would have been...
Oh, God.
Like, could you, and I'm not going to say it on the radio, and I know I'm doing you a disservice right now by even... But just...
You would have had like...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
4 years.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I like that.
Isn't it? That's so sexy. So good. I produced that.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
Put that together.
We need to get some new ones for other segments that we do on the show.
Oh. You can't. Yeah. Remember, we had the new one done for the FOF line. People are like, no. Other one was my anthem, man. Paige.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Toronto Raptors have a... he's not a rookie. He's been playing in the league a couple years
now. It's his second year, yeah.
His name is Grady Dick. And Grady, in some kind of, was it an elbow? Was it a forearm? I don't know. But because the world is so stupid right now, Ryan Hollins had to issue an apology for saying the obvious. Now, is your mind in the gutter for making this dirty?
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig.
See if he's okay.
See if he's okay. Jeez.
The 3 seconds includes the other guy saying, yes, someone hit Dick in the face. But then that guy says,
it's legit.
His thing, and he has to issue an apology. Because,
he's not being ugly about that. He was...
Oh, you got hit in the face, Grady Dick.
Yeah.
So, who hit Dick in the face?
You know, they were all grown-ups here.
I don't get it.
Could we do that one again? That was a short one.
Just sure.
I thought people missed it.
Yes.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
He had to issue an apology for that.
Now, look, we know how he meant it, but, you know, Grady, on the other hand, he's a little sneak because...
With the jerseys?
Yeah, with Anthony Black. Now, we don't
Paige,
have to say
he stood, okay, right? Anthony Black standing here, Paige, and then Grady standing beside him with their backs to the camera. Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't get it.
No, they were swapping jerseys. One jersey said Black
because
Anthony Black.
And then Grady's last name's on his.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. She's still on good.
You still don't get it, do you?
Still don't get it.
That's all good. Sometimes you don't catch on.
Yeah. She got it.
Oh, now she's getting a little.
If you ever see her go like this, that's what she's saying.
Now she's drifting off. You put it in her head now.
No, I want to know. Pictures,
dream
please.
A little dream.
Pictures,
of
please.
Oh, man.
She's thinking of Richard Dawson's what she's thinking about.
Oh.
Come here and give me some sugar.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Ew. I saw an old episode.
So creepy.
Even the young girls he was kissing. Yeah.
Like, get your bad breath away from me.
Back in when it was okay then, I guess.
Yeah.
No, never.
Very strange.
Well, I came across the clip of, you know, there's a guy who's trying to pressure wash his house. He is an older grandpa, you could say.
Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's still married after all these years.
Good for him.
I got a feeling they drive each other crazy.
Probably.
He's trying to pressure wash the house. He pressure washes the front door.
Uh-oh.
Well, Grandma thinks that somebody maybe rang the doorbell.
Oh,
so
God.
She comes to the door, and,
oh,
well,
God.
The following ensues.
Did I knock? I'm squirting the house. Maybe I hit the doorknob. I don't know. I'm trying to wash the bird shit and everything out of here. What do you want? Well, then shut the f***ing door.
I'm such an ass job.
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't make this shit up. Oh,
I got to tell you what happened, because when he tells her to shut the door, it flashes to he does it again, like the doorknob, like the doorbell, and then she opens it back up, and she gets hosed.
Oh,
God, with a pressure washer?
That's when he started laughing.
That probably hurts.
That hurt like hell, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he's going at it.
The thing's a cut through leather.
He's standing real close, too. He's not really far away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can hear, like, she real faint. She says,
it hurt.
What are you doing?
I saw a thing the other day. And if Ring would, like, take this and use it, like, it would be some solid marketing. And it was this little compilation video somebody made on Instagram that said, not only is Ring doorbells protecting us from the bad guys, it's also recording some of the greatest farts in the history of mankind. And it shows these people, particularly women, walking and just...
Or
when they slide
off.
Down. I never realized that women generally fart when they slide down.
When they fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially in an icy situation.
I didn't think they could at all.
Probably that time, Paige, when you fell and broke your leg in the ice, you probably slipped out a big
tooth. I could have farted.
Yeah.
I heard a snap.
Yes. That's what it was.
Got a crackle and pop.
It was the pressure from the fart for your thong that just snapped it in half.
Paige making a Rice Krispie treat in her underwear.
Bad.
It also shows you the house in Pittsburgh that blew up all the pieces, which was sad, but like, wow, I can't believe a Ring camera caught this.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Boy, you're not kidding. Oof. You're not kidding. That was...
The whole house, like,
I
gone.
I mean, that's just too much. The whole house?
What was that, a gas leak?
I think it was.
God bless.
People died.
This should be a thing on our phone. If we get annoying, or not annoying, but every time some... it's going to sound awful. But every time some kid's missing or an old person, our phones all go crazy. How about it? The phone's also a gas meter. If you walk into your house and the gas levels, it's like...
Yep.
Radon meter. You'd know.
Something.
Turn around. Go.
All right. This is my big, not mine, but the one I'm presenting to you, the big news flub. Ooh. And it just doesn't.
Ooh, I love these.
These things don't just happen in the small town. No.
It's not me.
This is Philadelphia. I believe it's in Pennsylvania.
Big market.
And this is ABC Channel 6's Gabriella Galati. I don't know. It sounds like a Mitsubishi.
Sounds exotic.
But nevertheless, it's where most people won't admit it, but their minds are in the gutter. Okay. They stay there, but then that guy, the Grady Dick guy, had to apologize. Yeah. Listen to what Gabriella says here.
Thursday, partly sunny skies and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
She means beer. She means beer. Guys, she means beer.
Is she talking about beer?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Dude, that was on purpose.
You would think that someone who is, and maybe I'm giving the news people, you know what, I am giving them too much credit. They're reading. I mean, we know some people that are in the local news. They're fine people. They're nice people and all stuff. But I wonder that was the craziest thing, man.
I wonder if they recycle old anchor names for the new people, just like thinking they won't remember them. Like,
do they get to come up with their own names? Like in wrestling, you get to have it on your own name on the indie circuit. But if, you know, TKO signs you, you're going to be Lash Legend or Trick Willie, whatever name they want to give you. Who knows?
Oh, man.
But, that's Channel 6 in Philly. That was Gabriella Galati.
I'm going to go check it out now just to at least see, you know.
Talking about beer.
Talking about beer. She's talking about beer.
Okay. Talking about beer, guys. Okay. Talking about beer.
Sports guy's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure she is. Yeah. So here's a guy with a great name who is on an expedition. You know how when you go on a cruise, you go do these little excursions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were doing a little jungle tour. Far. And this guy with the great name slides off the side of a mountain.
What?
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there, sir. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew if he come back.
Wait, what did he say?
Rebecca is Matthew's fiance, according to the comments that I read on there. And that,
did the guy die?
So a lot of people will put on there, don't worry, they're okay. I did not see that on there.
Oh, now I got to do that one again.
Matthew, come back. Like he had a decision. You literally, I will share this. I guess my I can goodness. Do it on my personal one and tag Rise Guys in it and share it over there. But this guy literally disappears out of the camera view down the side of a mountain. Or not a mountain, a cliff, let's say.
Oh, that's worse.
In Jamaica, Mom. Yeah.
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there, sir. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew if he come back.
You hear Rebecca? Oh, my God.
I know she had an accent.
Come back, Matthew. Come back.
We can be together now, Rebecca.
Fly back up here. You just disappeared through the jungle, man.
He probably kicked him off the mountain. So he hooked up with Rebecca.
He hooked up with Becky.
Becky, we can be together, man.
Come back, Matthew. Use that for your little funny little sound drops and stuff. Come back, Matthew. Like if I have to run out of the room to the bathroom or something. Come back, Matthew.
I mean, I saved one from last time.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
That's the best.
We'll lie.
Yeah.
That is something.
Oh, look who just gave himself the take-home bit.
Yeah, I'll finish.
He must think this one reigns supreme then.
I enjoyed it, but
we're
I'm telling
winners
you.
Here.
Oh, he's got something in store, and I can't wait. What do you have?
The balls people have to mess with random people without thinking about any kind of consequence these days is really saying something.
Balls.
This guy goes, so you buy Balin now, you have ticks. Balls all up, making
Hey,
waffles.
Mother Blankers.
Making waffles. So, not only is he in a big box retailer abusing the handheld intercom system or whatever, he's impersonating being a worker.
Okay.
So, it's two people doing this. You got the one guy walking up to the customer, and you got the other guy talking to the fake worker through the handset.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's relaying the information to the customer, and it goes awry from there, trying to kick the guy out of the store. Little do they know, evidently they're messing with somebody who's got a lot of money. Or so he says.
Oh, my God.
That guy next to you, he just shoved a couple items up his ass.
The gentleman right next to me?
He has a couple items up his right now. So I'm going to bend over and inspect his anus.
He can kiss my ass. I ain't got a damn thing in myself. Oh, yeah. Damn multimillionaire. You guys.
Let me talk to him.
Oh, wait. See anything in my pocket?
He said he's not stealing anything. Are you sure you caught him on the cameras?
I'll sue you.
You're gonna have to bend over right now.
I'll sue your ass, okay?
Check your anus.
He wants to check you. He wants you to put your pants down.
Here. You see anything on me?
We need to inspect.
You see that bracelet? That's $12,000.
Let me tell him.
You see the, the rings? I got $40,000 in jewelry on me. F*** you.
Here, let me see what he said.
All that's fake.
Oh, he said it's fake.
Huh?
He said the jewelry is fake.
And take your mother f***ing ass.
All that's fake.
Get his f***ing name.
It's boss, Johnny. Johnny the boss. He's like the man. He wants you to leave, I guess.
Him. Talk. Come throw me out. Come arrest me, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's, get out now.
Yeah. He's like a bit of an ass to me, too.
You can suck my fucking d- you ass.
Yeah.
I will.
What?
You got to see the look on the guy's face afterwards.
Hey, I will.
What's his name? That's Boss Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
Boss Johnny.
I got $40,000 worth of rings.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.